sacred Vrindavan this not this year. I was there, and what I want to share with you happened in December. I went to a village called Suryakund. That is, according to some, it is here where a deity was found, which was there during the time of Lord Krishna's manifest pastimes on this earth. It's a very ancient deity of Surya Narayan. And in that village lived a sadhu who had worshipped for all of his life the deities of Krishna, Krishna Balaram. But as he approached the evening of his life, means he was very old and already a little fragile, he was sad. He was very disappointed. He one day expressed what he felt to his deities. He said, "Oh Krishna Balaram, I've gone every day to beg in the villages to bring you something to eat, but you have never reciprocated. Oh Krishna Balaram, do you remember that one night where thieves came in my little hut, and where they wanted to steal you from the altar, and I threw myself in their way, and they were beating me? You did not come at that time to help me, although I was ready to give my life for you. Oh Krishna Balaram, I have come now to the end of my life, and I want to say I'm disappointed with you. You have not reciprocated. I have heard that there is a more merciful form, that is that of Srimati Radharani. So I'm leaving you on this altar. Take care of yourself, won't you?" It was a tearful address. There was no green laughter. Like we do. It was a very sincere appeal. It was the appeal of a bleeding heart. Where are you? Have you also sometimes wondered about the silence of God? He seems to not answer. So that day, yes, the sadhu finally tore himself away from his beloved deity. He said, "I had it." He was crying. He was already shaking. The whole village had heard through the, you know, that these huts are very thin, through the thatched roofs and so on. The crying had been heard. They said, "But Baba, don't go. Where will you go? You go. You are so old." "I'm going. I'm going." "And what will do? What will Krishna Balaram," now they thought they had the argument, "do without you who have taken care of them?" They should take care of themselves. "I'm going to Radharani. Jai Sri Radhe." And he moved on. The whole village pleaded and begged with him and said, "Baba, Krishna loves you. If he loves me, he would not be silent all this time." At the end, there were only two boys left who walked with him. These two boys were looking at him. They were holding his hand and said, you come back to the village." But the Baba was determined. All of a sudden, one of the boys stood in his way and transformed into the beautiful Krishna. And then the other boy ran behind Krishna and turned into the camphor-white-complexioned Lord Balaram. And they stood there and said, "Baba, you're not going anywhere. We are taking you." at that time having the full darshan. Full darshan means full the presence, full darshan view, the revelation. It means more in this case a revelation of Krishna Balaram, the Baba, choked in transcendental ecstasy, and he fainted. And the next morning, the villagers found him. No, they found his body. He was with Krishna Balaram in the spiritual world. So what I take from this pastime, which was narrated to me in this village of Suryakund, is something which I would like you to take home with you tonight. Never hesitate to go all the way. Krishna wants to see that we give some effort, that we focus on him with intensity, not so weak-hearted that most of the time our mind is 80% in material life, and when we chant we bring this with us into the temple. No, full immersion, and then he will come and take you. He will take you where you cannot go on your own. That we can experience in good kirtan also. So our time has come, but our memories will be with us. We'll go through this evening. Hopefully you take something with you. I will request you one more time for only 3 minutes. 3-4 minutes. 4.5 minutes, but not more. I promise. It's a mainland European promise, no? Firm and stable. Not more than 5 minutes. I take my wristwatch because I know some of you have to go and have other obligations, and the train doesn't wait, and all of that. So, Go Krishna, what will we chant? You don't mind a little elaborate melody? No problem. We will find it. Yeah. And if you don't feel, oh, it's too complicated, no problem. Just sing. The everyone else will catch your voice and bring it on the right track, you know. Just sing. Main thing is sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna. We all have body, we have a mind, and we have a heart. If we engage this in doing the kirtan fully, each one with its appropriate, in an appropriate way, you do something with the body which you don't do with the heart, like this, then amazing results are achieved. The Bhagavatam speaks of this, that by making use of the temporary, and it speaks of the material body, which is here for a few days only, by making use of the temporary, you get the eternal. That is there. If you want to read about this more, actually, no gentleman speaks about his own books, it's all right. What I wanted to say is, please take this home. It's a very simple point, but it's highly effective. No? Don't allow yourself to be victimized by the changing states of the body and the mind, which are not under your control, but under the control of the environment, in philosophical terms, the material nature that surrounds us. It was a pleasure to be with you, and really, this has very good acoustics. It was really nice sound. Did you also notice it was full sound today? Very nice, full sound today. There is another event which I wanted to request our Jaini Tai to alert us. I think it is on Sunday. His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj will give a kirtan evening in the Mena. Please tell the devotees. Is it true? Yeah. Saturday, it's not Sunday. Saturday and Sunday. There you can sing to your heart's content. And I have an amazing, amazing, amazing invitation for you. Maybe you have heard that in the Bhaktivedanta Mena, which is not on another planet, but within reach, they built a haveli, a big hall which has seating capacity of 800 people. And the plan is, which we have discussed with Prana Bandhu, and I believe it's very much in the line of His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj and other senior Vaishnavs here, Radhanath Maharaj. The plan is to have it has to be decided by them to have maybe monthly or bimonthly kirtan events, and the desire is to fill that up with 800 singing devotees like this. You will make an experience which is like a scent from another world, something else. And please stay tuned in with this plan, because, here it was also nice, full seating capacity. No, that's wrong. You can all sit one layer higher by sitting on the shoulders of each other. double the amount easily fits in here. That would be an interesting experiment. It would be a strength-building experience for sure. So, but when we chant with 800 devotees, that is also very good. So I will not speak any longer. I wish you all the best, and please take the experience home and repeat it there. Hare Krishna.